BBC introducing Unsigned, Undiscovered, and Under the Radar Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't be heckly, it's Paul Hegley!
Yeah, you're right.
Hello, thanks for that.
I've been working on that one, sorry. Introduce everyone else. Who have we got in front of me today?
We'll start with the band, let's start with the boys.
Hello, I'm John, I'm the new drummer.
I'm Danny, the old bass player.
John, Danny.
I'm Tim, the percussionist.
Tim.
And I'm Paul Hegley,
And you are Paul Hegley. Welcome in. How long have you been making music for, Paul?
Now, making music, probably 3-4 years now.
Yeah?
Yeah, 3-4 years.
And when did it become the band as well as you?
The band, the Paul Hegley band. So it became last year, we went into the studio and I took some tracks and some session guys, and then we sort of evolved and became, you know, the band as we stand now. So, yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Is it Paul Hegley and the band or the Paul Hegley band?
No, it's the Paul Hegley band. Now we're an entity on our own. We're going for the sound, you know. We're our band, and we want to move forward as that.
And how do the guys feel about coming under the Paul Hegley banner?
There was no other way, was it? Had to be that way.
No, but perfectly happy.
So how's 2011 been for you guys?
Yeah, it's been good. We've been spending a lot of time in the studio, and you're working a lot of new stuff, and working this sort of edgy, rockier sound that we've got now. That moving forward as the band, as a band rather. Yeah, and then we've been doing some gigs, and we've got a lot of things coming up. We've got interest from a label, so we're going to sign to a label.
Ooh. Yeah, starting next year.
All exciting next year. Stuff.
February we started. Yeah,
brilliant. So. Well done. That is fantastic.
Cheers, thanks.
Now you have uploaded music to the uploader before.
Yeah,
You've uploaded a lot of music to the uploader before.
Yeah, why not? Eh?
Well impressed. As we flick through it and go through names, we'll go to P today. Let's see what we find under P. The Paul Hegley band. Oh my God, look at all the tracks that we've got there. You've been very busy, haven't you? Are there EPs? Are there albums? What is there?
Yeah, there's the first album, Fallen Angel.
Greatest Hits back catalogue, yeah, it seems
Not quite. No. But we're doing an EP. That's going to be released along with it when we sign the record. And we're going to do an EP release next year. And these are sort of demos that we put forward, three demos, the new demos, Tears to Cry, Black and Grey, and Sick Old Love Song. These are sort of the songs to move us forward and a new sound, a lot more electric, a lot more edgier, rockier, like I said. So, yeah, these are moving forward in the new... We are the Paul Hegley band, and this is what we sound like now.
So, because Kelly and I can get our hands on them, because we log on to our uploader and we find all this new music. Can your fans get hold of any of those tracks?
Yeah, we did like a giveaway when we first released a new website. We did a new website to go with the image, and they could get free downloads. But now it's just streaming only. And then next year when we release the actual tracks, because obviously they're just demos at this stage, and the record label, they want us to release a finished product. So we're going to go in back in the studio, and then it'll be available for release. We're going to give away 3 demos, and then bam, bam, bam from there.
Nice one. We're going to play, is it Tears to Cry?
Tears to Cry, yeah.
Is that a new one, an older one, a crowd favourite?
It's a brand new one. It's fresh
out of the box.
Yeah, it came about when, sadly, Amy Winehouse passed away. And I read something that Russell Brand wrote. He wrote a little article about addiction in general. So I took that forward, and I sort of wrote this song about the 27 Club. There's a lot going on at the time, and just a very sad point when about addiction and how people deal with that, and just a generalisation of addiction and how bad it is. And so I took it forward and wrote a really deep song.
And do your ideas just literally come out of that? You know, you could be reading a newspaper article, and
it was from Twitter. I read it on Twitter. He said, like, I've written this
post.
It was just a post. He posted it on Twitter, and I read it, and I just thought, wow, you know, it's really sort of, it took me back, and I was like, you know what? There's a bigger picture out there. There's a lot of problems, you know, with addiction in general, and it's really sad what's happened. And you know, all these other greats of 27 Club, but there's a lot more of a bigger picture. So I wrote it and sort of went, yeah, you know,
it was really cool. He sent me a tiny little clip down the phone, and from that it just...
And does he bring the ideas, the lyrics to you guys, and how do you then, you know, take it from Paul? And
yeah, generally Paul and I will get together and we'll sit down and thrash out the arrangement of the song, and then we'll take it to the rehearsal room, and the guys will get involved, and we'll say this is the idea we've got, and from that the song grows. And
yeah, it's sort of like everyone puts in something, and it sort of grows.
They do, they evolve.
Sometimes it goes for like how Paul originally thought it would, but often it sort of completely changes. Tears to Cry has just changed so many times.
How do we get in touch with you? How do we follow you? Where? What are you at?
We've got a brand new website, www.paulhegley.com. Fantastic new looking website. You can get lots of tour dates, information. There's a blog on there, so you can keep tabs with that. There's also links to Twitter, Facebook, and SoundCloud.
Go